41st Governor of the great state of Minnesota, Tim Walz, and First Lady Glenn Walz. Decisions. A state where you worship or not according to your own beliefs. And maybe most importantly, a state where everyone belongs. Thank you to all the organizers. Thank you to our sisters and brothers in labor for the work you do every day and being here making this possible. Look. When the wannabe dictator in the White House sent his untrained, aggressive thugs to do damage to Minnesota, it was you, Minnesota, who stood up for your neighbors, who stood up for decency, who stood up for kindness. And at this moment that we are still in, when democracy itself seems to be at risk, it was Minnesota who said, not on our watch, not on our watch. You are the heart and soul of what the nation saw that is good in this nation. But make no mistakes about it. They did damage. They killed Renee and Alex. They traumatized our neighbors. And just be very clear, our weather may be a little cool, but our people are warm and we're fierce. And my message, because this is not over, don't ever mistake our kindness for weakness. We demand justice for Renee Good and Alex Pretty. We demand justice for every single person who was hurt or traumatized. We will never forget what they did here. And I have a message to our immigrant community here in Minnesota. You are seen, heard, valued, and loved. You add value to our state. You are part of the fabric of what is good about Minnesota. And I have to tell you, that is a hell of a lot more than I'll say about anybody in the White House. And I will add a special thank you and a special acknowledgement that we will never leave the side of our Somali Minnesotans. Here's our pledge to you. Our Somali Minnesotans, your great-grandchildren will still be here when that orange clown is in the dustbin of history. You will be here. They call us radicals. I see that the president said it's a bunch of radicals. You're damn right we've been radicalized. Radicalized by compassion, radicalized by decency, radicalized by due process, radicalized by democracy, and radicalized to do all we can to oppose authoritarianism. So for those of you watching at home, welcome to the North Star State. Welcome to the land of hope and dreams. And it's my pleasure to be able to welcome somebody who has spent a lifetime giving voice to the working class, expressing our hopes and dreams, our fears, all of the things that makes us human, and has done that with a voice that resonated across generations. So I have to tell you, we're damn sure about this. We need no damn kings. But I'll tell you what I'm glad we have. We do need a boss. Please welcome Bruce Springsteen to the stage.
Little old Minnesota. Hey, turning into a beautiful day. Well, this past winter, federal troops brought death and terror to the streets of Minneapolis. Well, they picked the wrong city. Solidarity of the people of Minneapolis and of Minnesota was an inspiration to the entire country. Your strength and your commitment told us that this is still America. And this reactionary nightmare and these invasions of American cities will not stand. You gave us hope. You gave us courage. And for those who gave their lives, Renee Good, mother of three, brutally murdered, Alex Pretty, VA nurse, executed by ICE, shot in the back and left to die in the street without even the decency of our lawless government investigating their deaths. Their bravery, their sacrifice, and their names will not be forgotten. Well, through the winter's ice and cold, down Nicollet Avenue, a city of flame fought fire and ice, neath an occupier's boots. King Trump's private army from the DHS, guns belted to their coats, came to Minneapolis to enforce their law. Or so their story goes. Against smoking rubber bullets, well, by the dawn's early light, citizens stood for justice, their voices ringing through the night. And there were bloody footprints where mercy should have stood. Two dead left to die on snow-filled streets, Alex Pretty and Renee. Oh, Minneapolis, I hear your voice singing through the bloody mist. We'll take our stand for this land. A stranger in our midst. Here at home, they killed and roamed in the winter of 26. Who remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis? Federal thugs beat up on his face and his chest. And then we heard the gunshots, and Alex Pretty lay in the snow dead. Their claim was self-defense, sir. Just don't believe your eyes. It's our blood and bones and these whistles and phones against Miller and Gnomes from your eyes. Minneapolis, I hear your voice crying through the bloody mist. remember the names of those who died on the streets of Minneapolis. They say they're here to uphold the law, but they trample on our rights. If your skin is black or brown, my friend, you'll be questioned and deported on sight. In our chance of
resilience and resolve, and that takes leadership. Please welcome three Minnesotans who rose to the moment: Carolina Ortiz, Malaika Dahir, and your mayor, Kali Herr.